All right. Talk a little bit more about what I'm drinking in a second, but I'm going to unwrap the straw. Enjoy. Hey everybody, welcome back to our next show. Today we've got a lot of big stuff for ya. People putting apples in their armpits, me drinking a real weird booze, full shaving kits, dating a volleyball player, pizza and giving up, all kinds of great stuff. Oh, and good poop and a kid's guide to the internet. Lots to cover today. So today I was in the liquor store buying some minis because I have a sporting event to do. You know it's a good sporting event when you buy a ruffled yellow shirt, women's tight brown pants, and a bunch of booze. That's how you know I'm a real sportster, okay? I'm learning to get in touch with my masculine side, which is why I'm going to wear women's pants and play golf. While I was in the liquor store, I always like to take a look around, and I thought maybe I'll buy some wine. Maybe we could shoot some wine, you know, but they don't make wine shooters for whatever reason. You know, I guess people who drink wine are just too good for shooting. I don't know. But what I did find was a tiny little can of sparkling white wine. Now, I thought this was champagne, but this says it's sparkling white wine. So I'm not happy about that because I don't know if I can drink sparkling white wine. Champagne I've had, and that works. Sparkling white wine, I just don't know. But we're going to try. It comes with a straw, too, which is nice. Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus. Okay, that's the inside of a... Oh, that is what I imagine a spider's vagina would taste like if you could make that flavor. Oh, fuck wine. Oh, spider's vagina. Oh, and it's coming out the straw too. It's effervescing out the straw. That's really nice. Okay. I was having a really fun discussion with somebody about pizza. You know what I don't like about pizza? Here's me when I'm going to do pizza. It's Friday. I'm thinking I'm going to have pizza. I'm thinking, fucking A, I am getting a pizza. It's going to be great. Here's like a 45-year-old woman getting pizza for her family. Well, I guess we'll just have pizza. Because I'm giving up. When does pizza become the food of giving up? The best food becomes that. That makes me really upset. I really don't like that. I do not like when they do this. You know? I saw a cooking show today that was like little kids. It's like a Top Chef, but for little kids. You know, so they'd make a pork chop. The judges were like Guy Fieri and Rachel, what's her face? Rachel Ray. Not Rachel Maddow. This keeps foaming over. I don't know how to drink sparkling white wine from a straw, obviously. This is not one of the grown-up skills that I've figured out yet. I was thinking about Guy Fieri. I was at the, when I was at the gym up in Keystone for that wedding. So I went to the gym that day and, kind of annoying because, you know, usually when you get on the treadmills and stuff, they have a bunch of TVs to watch, which I like because it's kind of distracting. And, you know, I don't really have TV. I have a TV Here's what, every time I have this discussion with everyone, it goes the same way. I need to record this and just play it or transcribe it onto a business card. People say, did you watch X? I say, I don't really have TV at home. And they say, you don't have a TV. And I say, I have a TV. I don't have channels. And then they say, oh, you don't have a lot of channels. You just have the ones that come in. And I say, no, I have no channels, zero channels of TV. However, I use the TV to watch television originally aired programs that have been put on DVD or possibly streaming Netflix. Okay, is that clear? So what this means is that this is one of the few times for me to watch TV. For some reason, so I went to like four different gyms over about a 2-week period because the one here was closed. So they could, you know, close down the pool and scrape the old cum off the sides. Went to like four different gyms across the board. You know what show is on at every gym in America? Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Every time. You know? And it's such an infuriating show. I think part of why we hate Guy Fieri is because he has the best job in the world. He really does. What's your job? Go around and eat at fucking the best places. You know, with the shit food. But the good shit food, the fried macaroni and cheese and the crazy burgers. Just go around to all of them and eat. That's your job. A bad day for him is when he eats a burger that's a 5. Okay? I had a burger not too long ago that tasted like Emmett Till's shoe, and they had cooked it up. It was horrible. It was one of the worst experiences of my life, you know? And it's so bad because whenever you get the burger somewhere and the waitress is there, she comes around, you're halfway through, and she's like, how is everything? And I so badly want to say, fucking so disappointing, you know what I mean? Unbelievable. I'm a little surprised, actually, at how bad it is. I thought it would be much better than this, and it's very bad. How are things? Very bad, actually. Thank you for asking. But you don't say that. You just say, oh, good. Or you just nod. I don't know. I don't know why they ask. Do people actually ever say, oh, well, hang on for a second. Yeah, this tastes like the boiled shoe of an old black kid who got killed and thrown into a river. You know, they ever say, and if I said that, what would you say? Oh, we'll make it again. You wanted medium, right? You know that's a warm pink center? Yeah, I do. Do you? That's my question. That's the other thing I'd like to say. They always say, oh, that's a warm pink center. Is that okay? And I say, yeah, I'm aware of that. I need to ask you if you're aware of that, because just declaring it medium doesn't usually show up medium. Anyway, I'm at this gym, you know, and I get on the treadmill and I'm like, where the fucking TV's in this gym? No TVs. And I realize it's because we're facing this huge picture window that looks out on a beautiful mountain and a little storm's rolling in, you know, and it's a gorgeous scene. So I say, oh, well, that's why. You know, we wouldn't want to ruin nature. Although I would argue that if I was that into nature, why would I be inside on a treadmill? I would be outside doing the running in the nature. I mean, which I may have done if I'd known there would be no Guy Fieri. I mean, he's basically become my gym buddy, my workout, my running partner. He doesn't run, but he's been there a lot when I've been running. That's for fucking sure. You know, I've seen as much of him at the gym as I have any other person in my life. I think I've gone more miles with him. We've probably done like a marathon together over the years, you know? Me and Guy Fieri. And based on how much he's at the other gyms, a lot of other people probably have too. I don't think I'm alone, or that we're alone in this, he and I. I think this is a common situation. But yeah, I don't know. You got to get fucking TVs at your rec. You have to. You know? if we want to be outside, we'll be outside. If we want to watch Guy Fieri, we'll be at the gym on the treadmill. That's how this works.
Oh, God.
You know what else is weird at the wedding? There are a couple weird things that I didn't mention. Mostly having to do with the bathroom. Go in the bathroom at one point, and there was that thing where a kid's taking a shit, and the dad's standing outside of the stall. Why do kids, it seems like kids take a lot of shits in public. Maybe it's just because it's obvious, because a dad is standing right outside the toilet, watching, and hoping, and waiting, and shitting. You know, and it's always like the kid's like, Dad! And the dad's like, like trying to get the kid to be quiet by being quiet himself.
Dad, how? I'm getting my suspenders wet.
That's what he was saying. And the dad's like, okay. This kid was grunting away in such a fashion that I was a little concerned for his health, honestly. I was really worried because he was just, you know, like an adult man, full on grunting. It sounded like a Russian powerlifter going at it, but he was pushing shit out of his little kid ass. This grunting just goes on and on. The dad says, I'm going to wait outside the bathroom. And then the kid said, no, Dad, wait here. And the dad's like, all right. Which I was like, he should have just walked away. Every dad needs to get two fake little legs that just stand up in front of the stall so he can walk away. And then the legs hold a sign that says, yeah, meet me outside. The kid finally finishes grunting. And then he's like, oh. And then he just repeats the same phrase over and over. Good poop. Good poop. Good poop. I don't know if he was saying, like, you know, good poop to the poop, like, you're a good poop, you know, like, that'll do pig kind of thing. That'll do poop. I don't know if that's what he was saying or if he was saying, that was a good poop. That was something. Which I didn't sound good. I mean, now that it's over, maybe he can look back on it and say, hey, we did it, you know, we got it out. The important thing is we're here now. It was a rough road, but we're here. It's like fucking Band of Brothers. Long, difficult stretch, but we did eventually make it. So that was one thing. The other thing I thought was really weird was in the bathroom. This is like a public bathroom. Now, so this is normally a fancy restaurant where this wedding was, and they have stuff like fucking jackets, you know, sport coat jackets if you forget to wear a jacket, you know, if you're like any normal human who says, well, I'm not going to wear a fucking sport coat to dinner because that's annoying because then you have a sport coat to take care of all night. So if you're like any normal human, you don't have one. And so they insist that you wear one in the restaurant, which is always nice. A super ill-fitting sports coat in a restaurant. Nothing looks better than that. I mean, these restaurants are so committed to it, yet, you know, there's this time my uncle goes into a restaurant. Now, he is not a fancy dresser, as we've heard in the past. You know, he buys things from the Unique, and I'll find him wearing a sweater that says Soccer Mom. Purple sweater. It's like the Grimace wearing a Soccer Mom shirt. And he went to a restaurant, and they actually gave him pants because he wasn't wearing pants. Wearing shorts, and they had him wear pants. Now, I mean, I don't understand the standards of like, okay, well, here's what we really want is the kind of people who don't own shorts. So what we'll do is just give them pants so it appears that they don't own shorts. But the reality of the situation is they got all kinds of shorts. We're just providing them fucking fake pants or coats. In addition to this, in the bathroom, they had a full shaving kit. So they had shaving cream, they had like disposable razors, aftershave, all this stuff. So you could full shave there. If for some reason you got there and said, oh shit, you know, whatever's not appropriate. I don't know, do they not allow a beard there? That seems odd. I mean, you're sitting in what looks like a huge log cabin. If there's ever been a place for a beard, a restaurant for a beard, It's one that looks like the front of a syrup bottle.
Oh, God, fuck. Why?
Sofia Coppola, why? And the straw is stuck inside. This is going terribly. And just pour this out into a shot glass here. So anyway, I didn't really understand. I kind of thought, like, well, I guess if I get real bored at the wedding, I could just come shave. What the fuck, you know, kill some time. That would be an activity to keep me occupied. Real good way to get on Craigslist misconnections, men for men. Hey, you were the one fully shaving in the bathroom at the wedding. Oh, well, that was me. I didn't see anyone. It could have been someone else, but probably not. You know, especially if they said you were doing full shaving and probably didn't need to shave at all. I'd say, all right, that was me. Weird stuff. I don't know. It was really weird. I just didn't get it. Between the good poop and the shaving in the bathroom, it was like a weird little annex there. Someone else pointed out, too, it's like every place up there has their bathroom in the basement for some reason. Which is nice, because you're at 11,000 feet, so you get to walk up and down a bunch of fucking stairs to go to the bathroom. Pretty much almost rather pee myself, you know? Or just walk out of the door and pee. There's a lot of other options here. I don't know. Seems like there are a lot of options here. But what can you do? I brought my own water bottle into a restaurant the other day. Into a burrito restaurant that I hate. Here's what I hate. Go into the restaurant, you know, you ask for the water. They have to buy a separate special cup that's small for, just for water. And you know what? I wish they would at least say, why don't they just say, well, do you want to pay like 20 cents and get a regular cup? Because I'd say, fuck yeah. Figure out the break-even point at least, and we'll do it. You know, those cups cost nothing. So what does it take to break even? Charge me that so I can at least drink a human amount of water. So this time I said, you know what? Fuck that shit. I'm not drinking out of that cup. I brought in my own water bottle and filled it up at their stupid soda robot. Have you seen this shit? It's like a jukebox for soda. You know, it's got all the different sodas on the front. You push a button. You vend it into the thing. It's really nice because one person at a time can use it, which is a brilliant plan. So I brought my own water bottle in. I felt sort of good and sort of like a scumbag. You know, sort of halfway between scumbum and freedom fighter. Like most freedom fighters probably did, you know. Like how Martin Luther King was like fighting for freedom, but also every time they went to McDonald's, he took as many barbecue sauces as he could. That's why it costs 40 cents now. I hope you're all happy. Everyone talks about the civil rights movement, but they don't really know what happened. Everything. They don't take it all into account. You have to take the good with the bad. All right? He cheated on his wife, maybe, and he took McDonald's barbecue packets. Definitely took those little tubs of barbecue home. You could tell, you could see it in his cheeks. He was not a healthy man. So I don't know. I enjoyed having the water, but I did not enjoy bringing it in. It was kind of like the, I don't know. There's always the guy who like brings a sandwich to something and you're like, oh, that's really sad. You go out for the afternoon. You're like, oh, we'll just eat lunch somewhere. And or okay, you go to the baseball game. There's a guy who brought his own turkey sandwich from home. And, you know, it's a turkey, just turkey. Turkey and mustard, nothing else. No lettuce or anything. No cheese. He's just sitting there eating it. You're like, my God. Can't even fucking hot dog at the baseball game. You know what I mean? What's the point of your life? There's nothing you could have sacrificed for that $5, so you could do the right thing here. Hate that. Or if it's an old man, it's always going to be a pear or a plum. Oh, I brought this pear. You can't bring a pear into the movies? Are you kidding me? Well, I guess I'll have a soft pretzel then. Which, you know, in the 90s was a crazy thing to ask for, and now is real. I don't know why the movies, too, their snack bar, they have, like, White Castle microwave burgers, you know, and they microwave them right in front of you. It's not like they pretend. I mean, Jesus Christ. How much better is a microwaved White Castle in the theater than bringing in a purse of Wendy's? You know what I mean? Just get a purse at the Ark, wash it out, and that's your Wendy's purse now. That's your bring into the movies purse. Just line the whole thing. Use like a, you know, tar and everything. Get the hot mop. Line the purse. Then put in like a small tub surround. You just fill the entire thing with fucking margarita. Put a huge straw and drink it out. You know, you could fill it with Sofia Coppola bullshit sparkling white wine. And have a stupid straw that's... Why would you make a straw that could get stuck inside? Why would you do that? It should be longer. Oh, this is horrible. I hate this. Sorry, I'm talking about my life, not the wine. The wine is also bad, though. So, I don't know. You bringing your own water bottle, you're sort of good, but you're sort of that same scumbag. I heard a thing about the past. I'm, like, really just running through. I have a whole list of stuff that I've never gotten to. I'm just running through the list here. So, if, you know, my normal, awesome segue powers aren't here, that's why. I heard that in the past, like in the old days, you know how they would do weird shit like cut their hair and send it to someone? Which I see as sort of romantic, but sort of insane. Here's a piece of my body, love me. I don't know. I mean, yeah, everyone thinks Van Gogh is crazy because he cut off his ear and sent it to somebody. How much weirder is that than sending your hair? To me, it's not, I don't know, or, you know, if I sent my fingernails, that would be fucked up. But a piece of hair tied in a ribbon, oh, that's adorable. But I think we're over that, right? You know, I could just get any shitty brunette hair from the fucking hair place. I wouldn't even have to cut my hair. Anyway, another thing. So we all hear about different ways that people like to say, do you realize that people were really bad about taking showers back in the day? Which I definitely do. You know, they'll always say, they'll be like, oh, well, you had to boil the water, da-da-da-da. I guess so, but I mean, I make spaghetti like once a week. Come on. You could at least rinse off. You know, you could put a pot on the stove. It doesn't have to be boiling. And then you just rinse off, you know what I mean? At least hit your pits and your crotch. God's sake, in your face. And you don't have to do it all, but let's just try and see what happens. You know, I think they were just lazy. I just think they don't want to do it. You know, and now it's like, well, all you got to do is like turn this fucking knob in the shower and the water just comes out. So I guess that it's pretty hard to come up with an excuse. So I guess I'll have to just do it. Nike. So anyway, one of the ways they would manage to not bathe, they would slice apples and put the slices in their armpits. You know, so you'd have a dress and it would hold this apple slice in your armpit. And I guess it would absorb the sweat and keep you smelling sweet and whatnot. Now, I can't think of a lot more things that would be more grotesque than a browned apple slice that's hot from being in your armpit all day and is completely saturated with your female body sweat. That sounds like the worst object ever created. I mean, sometimes we need to create these horrible objects, but once they're created, it's like jacking off into a really old, long, gross gym sock. You know what I mean? I guess you did it, and it was fine, but as soon as you jacked off into that gym sock, and then it had the ejaculate in there, you know, it had your shame powders and goos. You were like, my God, I've really combined two things to make one of the worst objects ever. You know, I wish I lived nearer to a volcano so I could throw this in and never see it again. Or a portal or something. Black hole. This needs to have never existed ever. That's how far I need to get rid of this immediately. So that's how I feel about these apples. So what they would do, though, is give these apples to potential suitors. They'd say, here's my armpit apple. Enjoy. How could we have come this far in such a short time? You know what I mean? Where people could talk, they could speak English language, and they didn't say, that's okay, I'll just, you know. I mean, what would the guy get? Oh, here's a bag of my old pee that I've been saving for you in the sun. You know, I took a crap and molded it into a little snowman. Oh, God, nobody do that, okay? Even for this site. I took a crap and molded it into a three little balls of shit and made a snowman out of it for you because I love you that much that I would play with my own shit for a while. Hope that's cool, you know? I get a little grossed out when I smell my hands and I've been chopping onions, for Christ's sake. So I can... I can only imagine what would happen, you know, if I got somebody's armpits. I mean, if someone gives me an armpit apple, I'll probably have to call the police. You know, that's a harass situation. I'm being harassed there. Without a doubt, that's a harassment, and I don't have to live with that. That's how every one of those armpit apple stories should have ended, not, well, you know, we courted, she gave me a fucking saturated armpit sweat apple, and then, you know, and we got married. That was it. I knew that was, that was it for me. You know, that's insane. I don't know what's wrong with people. Old Victorian stuff is so stupid. You know, they did everything. They'd say, oh, yeah, do you know these dresses would basically break a woman's ribs? And I'd say, okay, well, good. Serves them right. I'm sure guys wore some retarded garment, too. You know, they wore crazy white wigs. What was the goal of these old clothes? I don't really know what the goal was. They're like, oh, let's shave our heads and wear white wigs, and then we're going to destroy our own wastes. Basically, we want to look like weird monsters. Something that, you know, Shel Silverstein would come up with. Or that would be from Are You Afraid of the Dark? Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. Oh my God, do you guys remember that? Are You Afraid of the Dark? Where these kids would tell scary stories around a campfire. The Midnight Society. That seemed like the best show at the time, you know, and now I'm sure it does not hold up the way one would hope. We could find out. YouTube, Are You Afraid of the Dark? Oh, there's so many episodes. There's a whole channel. 220 videos? Are there 220 episodes of this fucking show? Good God. The Tale of the Danger... Ooh, The Tale of the Crimson Clown. The Tale of the Curious Camera. Hey, didn't we just do that? Say Cheese and Die? R.L. Stine? Oh, it's got that ugly redhead kid that was in everything. The Dream Girl. That sounds pretty good. The Doll Maker, The Carfsone, The Bookish Babysitter, The Whispering Walls, The Dark Dragon. This all sounds pretty great. The Magician's Assistant. Isn't that a Narnia book? 13th Floor, that's a movie. Locker 22. The Tale of the Time Trap. There was one where a kid ends up in a pinball machine. You know, somehow he's like in a giant mall that's a pinball machine and there's like a fucking pinball rolling down the escalator or something like that. But what's that going to be called? Tale of the Stations. Tale of the Closet Keepers. Tale of the Vacant Lot. It seems like maybe they ran out of ideas, you know what I mean? Tale of the Vacant Lot. Tale of the Room for Rent. Good. Tale of the Quiet Librarian. Well, that seems meant to be, doesn't it? Just click on that and see what happens. Thinking about it. Ooh, the beginning's creepy. There's like an old canoe rocking back and forth. and then swings, just swinging on a swing set. Oh, and then there's these wooden shutters that are going that are just like the shutters at my mom's house. An attic with a skateboard. Oh, and a clown doll that's like a hobo clown. Keyhole with light coming through. Oof. This is fucking scary. It's like midnight. I regret watching this. Why was every clown a hobo back then? They're like, oh, these aren't scary enough. Let's also make them seem rapey.
Oh, this is real fair. You're only 200 pounds heavier than me.
I'm not hurting him.
I know. Just shh. What are you doing?
I want everyone to be real quiet.
So all the kids are meeting by the campfire.
Hello?
I don't know what's going
everyone
on.
Settle. And just listen.
They're just a bunch of kids hanging out by a campfire.
What are we listening?
Their parents are fine with
silence.
This.
Total silence.
That's impossible.
Anti-purple.
Absolute silence doesn't exist.
That's the nerd who's in charge of this whole thing.
Making noise. Exactly. So when grown-ups say they want it quiet, there's no way. Because there's no
These
such
kids
thing.
Are like really, really good storytellers. You know what I mean? They're like...
But
think
what
about how this relates
to
our life. What if there
what if
was a way to make this a horror story?
Every buzz, every breath.
Ooh, couldn't. And all the kids look at each other smiling.
Say that another way. You take away sound, and you take away life.
Bum, 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 bum.
Submitted for the approval. Of the Midnight Society.
Oh, and they throw the fire dust on the fire. Classic.
The tale of the quiet librarian.
There's a nice library. I'm going to need to watch some of these. I would like to see if these are as good as I remember. I got to say, the intro, whoever made that intro to this show is fucking brilliant. Because it scared the shit out of me, that's for sure. Okay. Well, we've got a kid in it, and he's like one. I'm totally going to watch this before I go to bed tonight. Why the hell did I start talking about that? Because people put apples in their armpits? What does that have to do with anything? This is the worst show. I can't believe that you guys are watching this with your ears. Ear watching. Anyway, so send your sweaty apples to me. HelpfulSnowman@gmail.com. Send them as an attachment, as image, with a current newspaper and HelpfulSnowman.com written on the apple slice, so I know it's real. And I'll eat that shit. That's the other thing. When you got them as the man, you get this apple slice, what do you do with it? What do you do? What do you do with that? You know what I mean? Sorry, I'm typing in a thing because I need to do a little plug here. I've got a new thing going here, a new little project that you may all enjoy. And I thought I knew what it was called, but I just don't. Well, I'll figure it out. You know what? Fuck it. This is going really good, isn't it? All right, we need some structure here, huh? Let's get back to business. There was a video I did want to see and wanted you all to talk to me about. What? This wine has poisoned my brain. Okay, everybody, that's the end. Okay, good night. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane.
All right. There's a video we're going to go over here. This is called The Kid's Guide to the Internet. Now, this is to help kids learn what the internet is, how to use it, and all that kind of shit. This is produced by Deke, who produced a lot of great cartoons in the 80s. Diamond Entertainment Corporation. I think they enjoyed saying their name like Dick, but Deke. Now it's saying, adjust the VCR tracking for the clearest picture. So we know we're already in a good place if that's what we're dealing with. Jesus Christ, how many people produce a video like this?
On your mark,
get set. This is from MTV, by the way. On the internet, cyberspace, set free. Hello, virtual reality. Interactive appetite, searching for a website, a window to the world, got to get online. Take a spin, now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet. That was amazing. We have like the Fresh Prince theme zooming in on a house.
Hey there, it's us again. This is my brother Peter, mom and dad, and I'm Dasha. Today we're going to be showing our friends.
She's reading a cue card with the intensity I've never seen before.
It'll be cool.
Now here's a little background. When we installed internet access on our computer, I got the whole family
involved.
This is
dad.
It's true. Everybody had
mom.
Their own tasks to do.
It was a lot of work, but it was really worth it. Mm.
Son.
Now that I've gotten on the internet, I'd rather be on my computer than doing just about anything.
It's really cool.
Well, finally, somebody gets it.
A whole world of exciting new possibilities. So I guess this is a story of how it changed our lives. Maybe it will yours too, with the Kid's Guide to the Internet.
Maybe it
Take
will.
A spin, now you're in with
oh, here we go again.
You're going surfing on the internet.
Surfing on the internet.
As Rich told you, we installed the internet on our computer just a short time ago. And I haven't been able to get the kids off it ever since.
Typical computer games that all the kids enjoy, but their curiosity for learning has skyrocketed. Peter is constantly quoting sports statistics and...
Well, yeah, that's true. That was me, constantly
spouting sports statistics. And Dasha's, too.
And my grades having got a lot better. I gotta say, having the internet at home has really improved my grades. You know, looking at all the nudes, the tasteful nudes, the non-tasteful nudes. You know, probably around this time when we had the internet, it was really hard to find naked pictures. You didn't know what to do. You would go into web crawler and put like naked woman and then find things and hopefully a site would come up, you know. It's so crazy to think there was a time when, you know, right now you can get on and just have streaming video on your phone that you prop up and masturbate to several times a day on a boring weekend day. But once upon a time, it was still images. You'd go to a website, there'd be a grid of still images, and you would click on one so it would be larger. And it would come down the screen so slowly that you'd have to sit in a chair and hope that no one was going to come down the stairs. I would have my foot, I would put my big toe on the little power strip for the computer so I could click the whole thing off if someone came. Just be like, fuck it. You know, and everyone was like, oh my God, you're going to destroy a computer that way? And I said, well, better than destroying my family.
Skills.
Which makes me happy, as I would sure like them to go to college someday.
Don't worry, though. It's
as
so
I would
cool.
sure like them to go to a college,
kids,
university, or community
either.
College.
You'll learn how the net can entertain you and take you to far-off locations and meet new people.
And at the end of the tape, I'll be back to tell you how to safeguard your computer so that you can reduce
thanks,
your
Mom.
Concerns about the kinds of websites your children can visit.
We need to get to that.
Never can be too careful.
And to help.
Let's get back to Mom here.
Want to go directly to it?
Other you friends are here in matching it. Striped shirts.
Just be
let's see what
MTV.
Mom says.
Yep.
Oh, this is where they're telling you how to do MTV. Here's Mom.
You're going surfing on the internet.
Jesus. Internet
As
safety.
As a parent, I've never been happier than when my children ask their friends over for an internet computer party. I'd like to add a word.
Nothing better than when the kids have their friends over for an internet computer party. That's a really a good time. You know, hey, you want to come over and get on the internet? Sure. Then what do? Do you know what we did on the internet as kids? This was really great. My dad, for a brief time, had two computers, both hooked to the internet. We'd go to TalkCity.com. This was a place populated by chat rooms where you could get on and just talk to people. Now, I think... Oh my God, Talk City still sort of exists. Delphi Forums. Talk City is now part of Delphi Forums, where you can find chat rooms. Wow. Chat rooms, you'd get in there and just basically talk to people. So what you'd find is there'd be 50 people in a room, and they'd be carrying on conversations. You know, they would kind of zero in on each other and start conversations. I feel like 90% of these were semi-romantic. And being 12, we would get in there and just fuck with people. We'd see one of these conversations go in, insert ourselves into it, and ruin it. And you'd just say horrible things until you got kicked out of the room. You know, we thought we were so smart, and I'm sure that everyone in the room was like, oh, these guys are fucking 12, you know what I mean? I would say things about R2-D2 and my penis and, you know, being full of piss and vinegar, all kinds of stuff like that, and then you'd get booted from the room. You know, here was the real trick. At some point, you would have said something that you're like, all right, I'm going to get booted from the room in the next 30 seconds. I got to fit in as much, you know, shit. Fuck this shit. And you try and just get some stuff in, some last blows before you went out. So what we would do too, though, is since we had both computers, we'd try and get in the same room and play off each other. You know what I mean? I'd get in there. We would pretend to have like a real saucy conversation that it was just fine. And other people would jump in, and it was very weird. Anyway, that would be the closest I've ever had to an internet web party time. And we were also drinking the leftovers from beer cans. You know, I think one of the reasons that if you have an alcoholic father, it's easy to become an alcoholic son is because there's no shortage of half-empty day-old beers just sitting around. Because when you're drunk, you know, my dad would just get drunk every weekend day, basically. You know, blackout drunk. He'd just start drinking beer in the a.m. and not stop. You know what I mean? He would have to stop at the liquor store on the way. He would pick us up. We'd stop at the liquor store, and then he'd go home, and he would buy a case of beer and just drink it that weekend. So, you know, if you're fucking loaded, the chances of leaving... I've seen what happens at parties. You animals leave half beers all over the goddamn place. So I can imagine if it's your own home, who cares? Anyway, so we would be drinking half beers of complete warmth and chatting the internet, ruining everyone's time.
About safety, though. You have to remember the internet is not a regulated environment.
What?
So the quality and accuracy of various informational offerings can differ quite a bit.
For example, what size breasts does this naked woman have? Well, she says 32F, but I'd say they're more like a 36DD.
There may even be a concern if your children should access some of them. So go online with them on the net. Or set your Microsoft Internet Explorer browser to only accept G-rated sites.
Well, how did our kids do as cyber teachers?
Oh, they were big stars,
that's
of
it.
Course. Oh, but honey, did you know you could dissect a virtual frog on the internet?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, did you get those Rolling Stone concert tickets? And the whole family can go,
wow.
Right? I mean, you can buy tickets online.
I don't know. What do you think, kids?
Yeah. Surf's up. See you on the net.
On your mark.
Jesus.
Get set. We're riding on the internet.
That's what they really want. There's nothing a kid wants more than those Rolling Stone concert tickets. Let me go see. Yeah, okay. I wouldn't want my kids to look at some inaccurate website that says Paul Revere was alive in the 90s. However, we can go to a Rolling Stone concert where it's like, oh yeah, basically every song is about doing fucking crank. That's fine. That's pretty much our line as parents. You know, we can do crank, but talking about doing a bad website is just fucking out of control. I did have one other topic to discuss. This was something that I came across. I was standing in line. Okay. You ever stood in line somewhere? Waiting for something to happen or happen to you or for you? Or just waiting? Waiting for the movie Waiting, because that was a very popular film. Sleeper hit. Jesus. I was waiting in line and there was a big poster for volleyball at our local college. You know, oh, here's our volleyball season. And I was thinking to myself, would dating a college volleyball player be excellent or horrible? You know, and I was thinking, I really thought through the pros and cons. Here are the pros, as I see it. Would be nice because you would have some time to yourself. You know, if they have to go to practice, and if they're going to these crazy away games, you know, it's like, oh, we got to get in a van and go to Ohio.
And I say, okay, have fun in Ohio, driving straight there, staying in a terrible motel and driving straight back with a bunch of girls who you're sort of friends with and sort of hate, because that's just how these things work. Enjoy. See you later. So here's the thing. I guess what's weird about it is it made me think like, oh, I just want like a relationship from my old times. It was kind of nice sometimes to date someone who had like a curfew, let's say. Not because they had a curfew, but because sometimes you're just like, eh, it'd be nice to have like a self-contained date and then we go home. You know, I don't know. So maybe this would happen. Maybe they would have a curfew. Do you think they have a curfew in high school? Not high school. Gross. Quick story. I had a friend ask me, you know, so it had to do with a court case where a guy was like rubbing lotion on a small child. And, you know, his claim was, well, we were all over at someone's house. This small child came up to me and said, rub lotion on my arms and legs. And I did. And this person was like, Peter, as a single man, would you ever do that? You're like at a party and a kid comes up to you and says, rub lotion on me. Just my arms and legs. My skin is very dry. Would you do that? And I said, let me answer that with this. Last week at work, this teenage cheerleader girl came up to me and said, this is, you know, someone who's at my work often, and said, hey, will you buy a ticket to this pancake breakfast? You know, I have to sell these tickets to this thing. They're $10. And I said, well, I'll buy the ticket. I mean, does it matter if I actually go? Do you care if I go? And she kind of was like, well, you don't have to go. I mean, if you buy the ticket, it's all you can eat pancakes. And I was like, okay, I'll buy the ticket. And, you know, immediately was like, not going. Because think about, I mean, how as a 29-year-old man, you cannot go to a high school pancake breakfast fundraiser for cheerleader girls alone as a 29-year-old man. You know what I mean? Is that in any way going to work? That seems like the worst idea I've ever heard in my life. You know what I mean? Next to, you know, whenever they have like the car wash, it's like, oh, our cheerleading squad has a car wash. And I say, yeah, no thanks. You know, if I want an underage girl to writhe all over my car, I will just hit her in a crosswalk, because I'd prefer those consequences to the ones of actually having a car wash situation where I'm sitting in there having it washed by underage girls. Thanks. So that's how inappropriate I feel. You know, that's my line already. Okay? There's no way. I can't even go to the pancake breakfast. So even college volleyball players a little young. But she would have this whole life structure that I don't need to be a part of. Now, here would be the downside. Going to the games would be tough. I'm not a sportsman. I'm not a warehouse. I am not a Sportsman's Warehouse or a Big Five or a Dick's Sporting Goods. I'm a Sporting Bads. I am not good at this. So going to sporting events is not exactly a primetime activity in my life. Now, it's a little more exciting when it's somebody you know. But also, volleyball to me is not the most thrilling of thrills. You get to look at butts. You get to see the weirdest shirts ever that are sort of hybrid between a jersey and a polo shirt. It's like if a women's golf shirt was raped by an NBA jersey, this would be the resulting baby, because that particular golf player does not believe, you know, that person believes that shirt life begins at shirt conception. That first stitch, that's a shirt. That's a good analogy. I wonder if anyone's used that before. Anyway. So there'd be that, but I don't know. Can I, like, sneaky? Would it be cool to just read a book? If I could just read a book, I'd be fine. But then you're not really there. Or, you know, what if she's saying, oh, we got a game in Cheyenne on Saturday at 8 a.m. Meet me up there. Watch me play volleyball again. You know, and when someone plays volleyball, you can't say, I mean, I've watched you play volleyball like five times. I get it.
I think you're pretty good at volleyball already. You have nothing to prove to me. You know, it doesn't work that way. You have to just keep going. I don't know. It would be the first girlfriend where I say, well, you have to listen to this podcast I do then. You know what I mean? You have to. I'm going to devote all this time. What are you doing for me, goddammit, besides being loving and caring? So I don't know. Volleyball player, it's a possibility. But they're probably also tall. So, you know, I'm not terribly tall. I also like ponytails. I'm fine with ponytails. That's something we could agree on and talk about. Oh, you play volleyball? Ponytail. Good. My game may be rusty. All right, guys. Have a great night. Thanks for listening again. We'll see you soon. Stay safe out there. And if you're going to do some golf, don't forget to get a great shirt at the Arc.